Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuck Free Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Wednesday evening with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Get to Falcons flyover coming up here at the top of the hour. Let's head out to the waitfor.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Let's talk to our friend of the show, Tori McElhaney. She covers the Atlanta Falcons for AtlantaFalcons.com. You can check her out on her personal Twitter page, at Tori_McElhaney. Tori, always good to catch up with you. Thank you, as always, for a few minutes on the show tonight.
Of course. Happy to be back on.
And, you know, I was talking about this yesterday. I did not get a chance to see the game live as it happened against the Commanders, but I did watch it on NFL Premium, watch the replay, because I took my daughter to the Taylor Swift Eras Tour movie on Sunday afternoon.
A good use of your time.
Yes,
I will
absolutely.
Say that.
Listen, I enjoyed the movie way more than the game, so so that was a whole lot better. You know, Tori, I know people don't want to hear this, especially fans don't want to hear this, but I thought Desmond Ridder played well, except for about four, maybe five plays, but I thought he looked efficient. He was accurate with the football. He was targeting multiple guys. But I know it's hard to get over the three interceptions and, you know, a couple of other plays. But I thought he played well, except for, and I know it's a big if, but, you know, the mistakes that he made in the game.
Right, yeah. And I think that's where I kind of fall, too. I mean, this is a guy who, and I've said this a couple of times, if you were to cover up on the stat sheet the score and the turnovers margin, you would think that the Falcons just ran away with this game against the Commanders. And I say that because you look at even what Desmond Ridder did without those three interceptions, you would be like, oh, like he had a great game or he had a really good game. He threw for over 300 passing yards. I mean, heck, that's all good stuff. But it's the mistakes that were made are just so glaring. They're so big, these turnovers, and the fact that there was not one but three, and in these really, really critical moments in the second half nonetheless, it's those things that you just like, if those can be remedied or rectified or whatever the word you want to use, then that could go a long way with, I think, not only this fan base feeling like they can trust Desmond Ridder, but also just overall, as you look to the future of this franchise and what they continue to want to try to do at the quarterback position.
Has there been one thing that you think has been a reason why the run game hasn't gotten on track, or is it really a combination of several different things that are factoring into it?
Personally, I just think if you look at any, I mean, really, let's look at the last three opponents. They have almost like clockwork. It's like they're trying to get the Falcons to beat them through the air. They're like, we know this is a physical front. We know that they can run the ball. They did it all last year, even with loaded boxes. We are going to absolutely sell out to stop the run and force the Falcons to beat us through the air. Now, they were able to do that against the Texans, but last week against the Commanders, because there were some mistakes in the pass game with those three interceptions, it made it really, really hard to overcome, and they ultimately didn't. But I think that is kind of why you're seeing this sluggish start to what the run game hasn't been. And I think it's really interesting because I feel like we had this conversation last year where it's like, okay, the Falcons are running the ball, and this is the one thing that this offense does really, really well, regardless of how many defenders are in the box. But at the exact same time, it's like that. I personally feel like that can only last so long. If you talk, if you listen to all of these defenders that are going against Atlanta, especially those in the last 3 or 4 weeks, they all say the same thing. Like, they have a dynamic run game, and we are trying to stop the run. Very rarely do they talk much about what the Falcons do in the pass game. So it is one of those things where it's like you are seeing defenders sell out to stop the run, and that's having a ripple effect.
And, you know, Tori, I mean, it's been problematic, especially on the early downs. And then even, you know, getting behind the chains, you know, one of the other things, and I talked to Scott Baer about this, I think a couple of weeks ago, that the Falcons came into last week 28th in the NFL in starting field position. And, mm-hmm. you know, again, when you start to get behind the chains and you can't move the football and you're having to punt and three and out, like, it affects so many different things. It's not just, you know, not being able to run the football, but you're asking your quarterback to go on 76-yard drives to be able to score touchdowns. I think there's just a real ripple effect of playing behind the chains for this particular offense.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. And, you know, I know that they talked a lot in the lead up to this game against the Commanders about, like, putting an emphasis on starting fast. This is not a team that has, in their first drive, had hardly any type of production at all. And I'm talking not just points or yards or anything. I'm talking just a first down in a lot of cases. But they go out in this first, you know, series that they had against the Commanders, and they put up 7. And it was a really productive and a really good opening drive for this team, the best opening drive that they've had. And if you go back and look at that drive, it's because they're not having these negative plays on first and second down, and you're not getting to a 3rd and 7 plus situation, because that's, you know, an obvious passing down situation. And so I think that it really is that when you look at what this group needs to do offensively, it's like keeping themselves in manageable situations is always going to be the best place for this offense to operate. I mean, it's the best place for any offense to operate, if I'm being honest.
So if you, and Tori McElhaney joining us here on the waitfor.com hotline, if you can't run the football for whatever reasons, again, I think part of the blame has been on the offensive line. I don't think they've been nearly as good run blocking, and some of the numbers bear that out. But if you can't run the football early, again, I'm not asking to drop back 50 times or whatever like that, but do you not have to start getting a little bit more creative? I don't have all the answers. That's what guys get paid millions of dollars for. But whether it's screen plays or whether it's, you know, I don't know, you know, just something different as far as play calling goes to try to at least stay ahead of some of the chains and put yourself into some manageable second and third downs.
Yeah, and I do think in the last 2 weeks, you know, if you take away the interceptions, which I know, like, in the grand scheme of things, you can't take away those interceptions, but I do believe when Arthur Smith says, you know, this week that we have seen an evolution in the pass game and what in the production that we have been able to have in the last 2 games, I do think that is obvious. You see Kyle Pitts getting involved more. You see Drake London going up for those 50-50 balls. I mean, that matters to what this offense wants to do and wants to be. And so I do think that you have seen this offense kind of take a step in the right direction when it comes to its evolution. And when they do stack the box against them, like, they have been able to throw the ball downfield more in the last 2 weeks than in previous games. However, even in saying that, it's like you can't, again, it goes back to my main point, you can't take away the turnovers. That matters. It doesn't matter if you march 75 yards down the field and then throw an interception in the end zone. All of that's been for naught. And that's why you saw such a lopsided stat sheet against the Commanders. The Falcons were moving the ball. But then in the second half, you start turning the ball over, and it's like all of that movement, all of that progress, all the good things that were happening in those drives, it goes out the window. At least it feels like it goes out the window because you're not putting points on the board. You're not even putting three on the board.
Torrey, let's flip over to the defensive side of the football where things are much rosier. Two of the things that have stood out to me, one is how good that they've been on third downs, and two is if you look year over year, Falcons gave up 4.4 yards per carry in the running game. They're down to 3.7 yards per carry. So they've done a really good job of shutting down the run game up front. And, I mean, again, even without the lack of sacks, they've done a really good job of getting their defense off the field and getting it back into the hands of the offense.
Yeah. I keep saying when it comes to this defense, when push comes to shove, they show up in the moments that really, really matter. I mean, you even think back to this game on Sunday, and you know, I know that they gave up that touchdown to start the second half, but after that, this Commander's offense could do very little, and I think that's a testament to how good this defense is, especially in the second half. They really come alive, I think, in the second half, and time and time again, they're giving this offense a chance to put points on the board. They're giving them good field position. They're going they're forcing three and outs. They're giving the ball back to their offense. In areas where they need to improve is obviously they need to do their part in winning the turnover battle as well. I believe Jesse Bates is the only Falcon defender right now who has any type of turnover to his name. That needs to change. But you did see, you know, I was talking with Kelly Price on our show, and I made the comment, I was like, you know, they need to see improvement in, you know, turnovers, and then they need to actually, even though they're affecting the quarterback, like, it does feel nice to get to him every now and again. And they got to him five times on Sunday. And so seeing those things continue just only makes this defense even more, I don't know, scary, because they've been pretty intense the last few weeks, and you like seeing how they're playing. If they can get the turnover numbers up and the sack numbers up, then yeah, the whole league, I think, will take notice.
You know, this is not a very kind of sexy kind of topic to talk about, but you know, I really look at some of their special teams, and while they've done some good things, I mean, Koo has been pretty good. I mean, he had the early misses, but okay, he's been good. Bradley Pinion's been outstanding. I think he's been one of the better additions that has happened on this roster over the last couple few years. But you look at the fact that their field position is bad. I think they have the second lowest return yards per punt return. Like, they just don't get a lot going in their special teams game. And again, not even so much kick returns and different things like that, but field position, I think, has been a problem all season. They don't get much out of their return game in the punt game. Again, I know it's kind of a mixed bag, but I definitely think that that's been, and look, that play against Washington, that was a huge play. Like, that was a game-changing play that kind of flipped the score back around in favor of the Commanders on that touchdown that was set up by the big punt return.
Yeah, no, that, like, momentum shifted. And it was, like, almost like the Falcons could hardly ever get that momentum back, especially offensively. And, yeah, I mean, it goes to what everybody says from, you know, the beginning of this game to the end of it. It's complementary football. It's all three phases of the game. And special teams is a part of that. And I do think that so far, I don't think anyone's let Cordarrelle Patterson return a kick
right.
since he's been
right.
back. But I do think in punt return specifically, you miss a guy like Avery Williams. I think when he got hurt and in the offseason, you kind of wonder, like, okay, who's going to step up and everything. But you get now, we're six games into this thing, and you miss what he was able to do. He was one of the most overlooked and dynamic punt returners, I think, in the game. I mean, the stats back that up from last year. So you miss somebody like that. And I do think that, you know, over the course of training camp, someone you saw get a lot of those punt return reps was D. Alford. Well, I think D. Alford's role as a defender has increased to a level that I think maybe perhaps the coaches didn't even necessarily plan for. He's playing really good defensively right now, and he's playing a lot of reps. So you don't want to put him out there for punt return if you don't have to. So now Mike Hughes is taking those reps. Well, he was hurt in training camp. So I think it's kind of just like one of those perfect storm situations where you're still trying to figure out what the best course of action there is, but you are right. I mean, I do think in both regards, you need a little bit more production from, especially in punt return.
Last question for you, Tori. I think Sunday becomes a really important game. I mean, you haven't won since a calendar year, the second game of the year, over a calendar year since you've won on the road. It's been 8 straight road losses. This is a divisional game. So if we're going to start talking about winning divisions and stuff like that, you've got to be good in your division. You have to pick up a couple of road wins as well. And again, you don't want to kind of start getting into a rut of, starting to accumulate losses. I just think Sunday, I mean, I said this about the beginning of the year. I don't care if they win 4-1. You have to find a way to just win that football game.
Yeah, this is starting to feel, I mean, the closer and closer we get to this game, the more and more it feels like it's a gotta have it type of game for this team. And I'm sure that Tampa Bay feels the exact same way. It's like this is a Falcons team that they really want to beat. But from the Falcons perspective, it's like, you make such a good point about the Falcons on the road. In order to kind of get over this like weird hump or the glass ceiling or whatever, this like proverbial, I don't even know. It's a problem. The Falcons need to be better on the road. They've really struggled now for a year and a half to do that, or a season and a half, I should say. That they need to kind of have a breakthrough moment. And if you get a breakthrough moment in Tampa, that means even more than what it would mean against, Nashville in 2 weeks. This is a big-time game, a big divisional opponent, and this can matter. We've seen how things matter in this division. In the NFC South, one game changes things. So the more you can accumulate in terms of wins against NFC South opponents, the better it's going to be, and the easier the rest of your season is going to be too. So, for me, it's almost a gotta have it game.
Tori McElhaney covers all things Atlanta Falcons for AtlantaFalcons.com. You can check her out on our personal Twitter page @Tori_McElhaney. She joined me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Tori, as always, appreciate a few minutes on the show. And if you haven't seen the movie yet, I encourage you to see it because it is a real spectacle. It is a visual spectacle to watch that movie.
Oh, yeah. I have already seen it, and I can 100% agree. I sang and danced my way all through that theater.
Perfect, Tori. Thank you so much for joining the show, and we'll chat again here soon.
Awesome. Sounds good. Have a good one.
All right. When we get back from the top of the hour, we'll be time for the Falcons flyover. We'll hear from the head coach, Arthur Smith, as he talked with Dukes and Bell today. Also, some clips from Richie Grant. And Baldy says that the Falcons could be in the Super Bowl if they add one piece to all this. The great Jane Child as we head to break. Sports Radio After the Game, Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.